Chapter 11. Well, this is the way it happened. We did the escort duty, then we came back and struck for the plane, and put the Rangers through a rousing drill, 4 hours. Then we sent them home under Brigadier General Fanny Marsh. Then the Lieutenant General and I went off on a gallop over the plains for about 3 hours, and were lazying along home in the middle of the afternoon, when we met Jimmy Slade, the drummer boy, and he saluted and asked the Lieutenant General if S.E. had heard the news, and she said no, and he said, Buffalo Bill has been ambushed, and badly shot this side of Clayton, and Thorndick the scout too. Bill couldn't travel, but Thorndick could, and he brought the news, and Sergeant Wilkes and 6 men of Company B are gone 2 hours ago, hotfoot, to get Bill. And they say apostrophe, go. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she shouts to me and I went. Fast? Don't ask foolish questions. It was an awful pace. For 4 hours nothing happened, and not a word said, except that now, and then she said, keep it up, boy, keep it up, sweetheart, we'll save him. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I kept it up. Well, when the dark shut down, in the rugged hills, that poor little chap had been tearing around in the saddle all day, and I noticed by the slack knee pressure, that she was tired and tottery, and I got dreadfully afraid. But every time I tried to slow down, and let her go to sleep, so I could stop, she hurried me up again. And so, sure enough, at last over she went. Ah, that was a fix, to be in I for she lay there and didn't stir, and what was I to do? I couldn't leave her to fetch help, on account of the wolves. There was nothing to do but stand by. It was dreadful. I was afraid she was killed, poor little thing. But she wasn't. She came to, by and by, and said, kiss me, soldier, apostrophe, and those were blessed words. I kissed her often, I am used to that, and we like it. But she didn't get up, and I was worried. She fondled my nose with her hand, and talked to me, and called me endearing names, which is her way, but she caressed with the same hand all the time. The other arm was broken, you see, but I didn't know it, and she didn't mention it. She didn't want to distress me, you know. Soon the big gray wolves came, and hung around, and you could hear them snarl, and snap at each other, but you couldn't see anything of them except their eyes, which shone in the dark like sparks and stars. The Lieutenant General said, if I had the Rocky Mountain Rangers here, we would make those creatures climb a tree. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then she made, believe that the Rangers were in hearing, and put up her bugle, and blew the assembly, and then, boots and saddles, then the trot, gallop, charge. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then she blew the retreat, apostrophe, and said, that's for you, you rebels, the Rangers don't ever retreat. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the music frightened them away, but they were hungry, and kept coming back. And of course they got bolder and bolder, which is their way. It went on for an hour, then the tired child went to sleep, and it was pitiful, to hear her moan and nestle, and I couldn't do anything for her. All the time I was laying for the wolves. They are in my line. I have had experience. At last the boldest one ventured within my lines, and I landed him among his friends with some of his skull still on him, and they did the rest. In the next hour I got a couple more, and they went the way of the first one, down the throats of the detachment. That satisfied the survivors, and they went away, and left us in peace. We hadn't any more adventures, though I kept awake all night and was ready. From midnight on the child got very restless, and out of her head, and moaned, and said, water, water, thirsty, and now and then, kiss me, soldier. And sometimes she was in her fort and giving orders to her garrison. And once she was in Spain, and thought her mother was with her. People say a horse can't cry, but they don't know, because we cry inside. It was an hour after sunup, that I heard the boys coming, and recognized the hoofbeats of Pomp and Caesar and Jerry, old mates of mine, and a welcomer sound there couldn't ever be. Buffalo Bill was in a horse litter, with his leg broken by a bullet, and Mongrel and Blake Haskins' horse were doing the work. Buffalo Bill and Thorndick had lulled both of those toughs. When they got to us, and Buffalo Bill saw the child lying there so white, he said, "My God!" ... and the sound of his voice brought her to herself, and she gave a little cry of pleasure and struggled to get up, but couldn't, and the soldiers gathered her up like the tenderest women, and their eyes were wet, and they were not ashamed, when they saw her arm dangling, and so were Buffalo Bill's, and when they laid her in his arms he said, "My darling, how does this come?" ... and she said, "We came to save you, but I was tired, and couldn't keep awake, and fell off and hurt myself, and couldn't get on again." ... "You came to save me, you dear little rat? It was too lovely of you." ... "Yes, and Soldier stood by me, which you know he would, and protected me from the wolves, and if he got a chance he kicked the life out of some of them, for you know he would, B.B. ... the sergeant said, "He laid out three of them, sir, and here's the bones to show for it." ... "He's a grand horse, ... said B.B. "He's the grandest horse that ever was. And has saved your life, Lieutenant -General Allison, and shall protect it the rest of his life. He's yours for a kiss." ... he got it, along with a passion of delight, and he said, "You are feeling better now, little Spaniard. Do you think you could blow the advance?" ... she put up the bugle to do it, but he said, "Wait a minute first." Then he and the sergeant set her arm, and put it in splints, she wincing but not whimpering. Then we took up the march for home, and that's the end of the tale, and I'm her horse. Isn't she a brick, Shekels? Brick? She's more than a brick, more than a thousand bricks, she's a reptile. It's a compliment out of your heart, Shekels. God bless you for it. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.